Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. Cam Stewart leading the golf tournament in Hawaii. You can say the name of it, Carver, because I could care less.
Yeah, it's Cam Smith. Yeah. Cam Smith with the lead out there at the Century Tournament of Champions heading into the weekend.
Did you make some bets?
Yes. A couple of our guys need to do some work. But Patty Reed got back in the mix today. He shot 9-under today. He had an awful Thursday, a great Friday. But with only 36 guys in the 38 golfers, I should say, in the field, even if it looks like your guy's out of it, there's no cuts this weekend. If they have a hot Saturday and Sunday, they can still get some top tens here.
You know, some guy that I play basketball with regularly, his cousin is that, what's his name, Scotty Scheffler?
Oh, Scotty Scheffler, yeah.
Yeah, that he said he can get him on the show, and I'm like, that'll be great, because you love the golf. Now, listen, I like golf too. I play golf, whatever. But
you
I'm
majors.
Not obsessed with it like I used to be. I like the majors, but I used to be obsessed with it when I lived in California. You know, when you live in a place where it's 70 degrees year round, or you know, 70, 80, 85 year round, and you can golf 7 days a week, no questions asked. Golf is kick ass. I used to golf 5 days a week, and I played the best golf courses in the United States. I firmly believe are all in California and Palm Springs, obviously in California. I just think the golf, and even in Arizona, Scottsdale, it's just incredible. But I'm here to tell you, when you move, and people may not agree with this, but I'm telling you, when you live here, and I know there's good golf courses in New York and outside of Manhattan. And, you know, you've played them Carver High here and there. And then you go to Boston and play. But I would argue it's not the same, because here you're lucky if you could play 2-3 days a week based on the weather in the East Coast. Like here, you know, it'll rain every day, pouring rain. And then, I mean, the seasons affect the golf here. Whereas,
yeah,
when I lived in Huntington Beach, I just went out and golfed every day. No questions asked, automatic. And here you have to, like, pray to God that you don't have hail and lightning and tornadoes on the golf course.
Yeah, it's not conducive for a 12-month schedule. There's no doubt about that. I mean, really, it's almost impossible to get out from, you know, the third week in November up until the third week in March. I mean, you got like a big block there where, I mean, most people, I mean, there's a few nuts who do play, but, you know, the regular people, they're not going out during that 3 months. So, I mean, it's tough. This is really, we've talked about this a lot. I mean, you talk about global warming. I mean, here in the Northeast, it's It's like ground zero for that, man. I mean, it's just the weather changes on a daily, weekly basis is out of control here.
Well, I was a six handicap, right, when I played 5 days a week. And, I mean, I played 5 days a week every year for 10 years. And I was a six handicap. I shot a 76 in the Bob Hope Invitational, documented. And I'm telling you that here in New York, I'm like a 15. Easy, maybe 18. I just don't play, so I suck. We welcome our radio affiliates. It's a staggering development that we have so many incredible people involved in the radio network, like Sirius XM Channel 159, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, near Tijuana, do you wanna? SportsMap Radio Network in Houston, Tejas, and of course, Sports Byline USA, Ron Barr, Darren Peck out in that city. So, here's the deal. I moved to New York City. I lived in Hell's Kitchen. I never golfed. I brought my golf clubs, but I never golf. So I might play once or twice a year. And when you play once or twice a year, you suck. And I know Carver High plays in the Cape Cod Open, and he goes out and plays like one round before the tournament, and then he goes and plays the tournament and has a good time, and it's all dandy, and they drink tons of booze. And that's it. I mean, I can do that or like an event or something like that. But I went with Haro to Manhattan Woods. That was a really, you know, spanky, kick-ass, real nice five-star club outside Manhattan, a great golf course. And then I played once. I played really well because I have game. And then I don't play again. Now, my guy that's getting married Sunday, Fuego, he golfs like 4 or 5 days a week. The difference between him and like Manhattan Woods is and I took him to Manhattan Woods. He played with us there. That's high-end living. That's like snooty, rich, big money country club. Where Fuego plays is all the public courses that are like covered in geese cable. You know what I mean? Like just crappy golf courses. And I play them with him and I'm like, you know what? This golf course sucks. And I'm walking in geese poop all day. When you get out of the golf cart and you go to hit your ball, you got to hit like 3 or 4 chunks of goose cable with your Titleist. And I don't find that pleasing. It's just not fun. I like playing in the West Coast and hitting big sky shots to the green. And if you miss the green and go into the rocks, you don't go in there because a rattlesnake will snap you. So I told the audience last night, you weren't doing the show, but Mafia, I told he apparently didn't care. Mafia is not into, I don't think, Sammy Hagar. I always like Sammy with Van Halen, and I told this story last night. Did you see they named him the
The like Tourism Bureau? Head of Tourism in
Cabo.
Cabo. Yeah, I saw that.
Can you imagine in Cabo San Lucas? He loves it there. I love it there. It's great. He's got the Cabo Wabo bar there. It's like a concert venue, real small, live bands every night, and lots of booze and really crappy food. But you're down there in Cabo to party, not eat. You're there to get laid. It's that simple and get raised. And it's amazing to me that he's still rocking and he's in his 70s and he's still cool and that he's doing something like that. I just think that's really cool. I could never understand why they didn't keep that going with Sammy Hagar. I thought he was great with Van Halen.
That's because they're morons. That's pretty much what it came down to at the time. You know, it just look, Sammy's a big personality. Dave was a big personality. And I think the brothers, you know, kind of got tired of the big personalities at Singer. That's just kind of what it comes down to.
Yeah, I think Eddie and Alex are difficult, but, you know, he's gone now, and his son is carrying on the legacy. I know his son's doing all kinds of shows at Sirius as well. The son has great musical talents and vision, and abilities and producing and making music and everything else. He's something else. So it's running in the blood for sure. I don't think I've ever seen anyone in my lifetime live play a guitar like that. And I think Kirk Hammett's really good with Metallica. There's no doubt about it. But I still think Eddie's better. And Eddie was, it was just surreal watching that guy play the guitar. And I actually thought Sammy was fantastic with him. I love their albums with Hagar. I prefer
the Sammy stuff over the Dave stuff. Not me personally.
Dave became such a male organ. I mean, honestly, tell me he's not a cheese ball.
Yes. I don't disagree. I'm not going to tell you they didn't have any good tunes with him. They clearly did. They had good tunes with Dave. There's no question. I just personally, you know, it's either you like one or the other, really, in the Van Halen, saga. I prefer the Sammy stuff.
Listen, I think David Lee Roth was great when he was young. And I think it's the same thing as, Motley Crue, Vince Neil. Guns N' Roses with Axl Rose. At some point, they get older and they lose their voice and they can't sing. And I think, Vince Neil is an absolute tragedy the way he sings now. It's just
it's
awful.
Bad.
And everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. It's so awful. It's not even funny. And he keeps doing shows. And every time he does a show, people are like, wow, this guy really sucks. And but when he was young, when he was with Motley Crue, when he was young, when I knew him, when I knew, Tommy and when I knew Vince and I partied with him in L.A. and went to their concerts many times, backstage parties, you name it. He was phenomenal and he got so much leg. I mean, this guy was just drowning in chicks. And I was always like, wow, that's just got to be awesome. He's like sleeping with 15 chicks at once. And I saw him do it, and he had a voice. I thought his rock and roll voice when he was young was great. It was brilliant. And then when he got fat and old, he still had that rock and roll hairdo when he was old too, which is embarrassing. But I thought he sucked. The difference is that David Lee Roth, when he got old, he sucked, I mean, fivefold worse than Vince Neil. And then on top of it, he was like this gigantic tool. Like he became this weirdo and just like he's creepy weirdo. And then Sammy Hagar never turned into anything other than he's still Sammy. He's still cool. And he's still he fits perfectly in his own mold of who he is. The Red Rocker still has it in his 70s. He shows up. He's got the hair going wild. And he chills in the sun in Cabo. And he knows he's got that white Sancho Megatan.
And the one thing he knew what to do,
too. He never was a phony.
Right. He was never phony. And I've heard him talk about this in interviews that I've seen with him in the last, 4 to 5 years. He could still belt it at his age. And he still sounds like he did back in the day. And he said it's because the one thing that makes me money? My voice. And I ain't screwing around with it. And he knows how to take care of it, even at his older age. While these other guys, like you said, I mean, it's just party, 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 and eventually it catches up with them, and they lose what was their moneymaker. And Sammy never wanted to do that. He's like, I ain't losing this thing, man. I'm gonna keep rocking. And that's it.
Well, what's interesting is that I think you're right, and it really is amazing. I was in the holidays, like Christmas time. I pulled up some Hagar with Van Halen, and I like five songs, and the first one that I played, and I don't even remember what song it was. I don't know, Right Here, Right Now, something like that. And I showed the video to 34C, and it was, a packed house. I mean, like 40, 50,000 people, and at like a festival or something. And Eddie's, out there with his guitar. And then Alex is on the drums. And here comes Sammy jumping around on stage. and singing, and he just owns. He just owns the 50,000 people. Like, I mean, he's the king. He's King Tutankhamun. He came out. He's like, and when he starts, like, dun, 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 and he starts saying, "Everybody looking for something," and he owns as a showman that crowd. And then the way he, you know, does his little act with Eddie, you know, leaning into him when he's doing solo riffs. He always had everything down to a science, and he performed. When you watch the videos of this guy live on stage with Eddie, and Sammy's just like this old dude jamming with him, and he still had it as if he was 25 years old. You can watch the videos yourself. He's like 50 something, and he's jamming with Eddie, and I still thought he was 25. I mean, that's how cool he was. And I watched like 5 of the videos, and they were all the same. It was Sammy owning a crowd and putting on a big money, big time band performance every time. Like, he goes out on stage, he owns you, and you go to see him. And I think it was the same for David Lee Roth when he was young and with the leg kicks and everything else. And he was getting some leg too, believe me, you. But then when he was done with Van Halen and he was like living in New York City and he was like doing morning radio. Do you remember when they put him on K-Rock? It literally was the worst thing that ever happened to the world. And it was the most embarrassing thing I think I've ever heard in my life.
I cannot believe
they're still doing that over there.
Nobody was going to be able to follow Howard. We know that, but that was embarrassing trying to follow Howard. Oh, embarrassing.
It was awful, but they still do the same moves. They like put people on that A, no one's ever heard of, B, have never done big time New York local radio. And then, you know, they go on and they suck and no one listens. And that's the same mistake all over again. And they're doing it right now. And you know that's true. But I'll never forget when David Lee Roth did that morning show. I mean, it was so awful. And I, from that day forward, I was like, I'm done with David Lee Roth. So High Heat checked in to tell me to remind you that I hit a 60-degree floppy from 100 yards out, sky high into the clouds, and down she came like a teardrop from God, an inch from the hole, in one of the greatest shots of my life and on one of the toughest golf courses in the world, Liberty National, outside of Liberty State Park in New York City. The Statue of Liberty in the distance, just a magnificent, brutal golf course. I didn't score there at all, but I hit a shot for the ages there. And I got to tell you, the hamburger at that bar in that Liberty National, it's better than sex. I mean, honestly, think of your greatest moment ever, your greatest endeavor in the sheets ever, your greatest score ever with a chick, and you still get beat by the Liberty National Bar Burger. Oh, my God. The burger I ate there, I could still taste it to this day. Carver High said, I don't care about your 60-degree wedge. Tell High Heat he needs to bring us to Liberty National. That's what he just said to me. Carver High
comes right out with it. Next time High Heat gets a foursome at Liberty, tell him I'm ready. I'm in, baby. Let's go. I'm ready to get out there.
how about me, you, High Heat, and our boy at Liberty National, the pro Diamond Eyes.
Oh, Diamond Eyes. All right. Get him out there. Get him out
there.
Let's go.
He's a great golfer, Diamond Eyes. He's a great golfer. But, you know, High Heat belongs to the, I think, Bergenfield Field Club, something like that. And it's another high-end, five-star, swanky-ass golf club. Magnificent. And then when you're done, Rick Hara would just be in, I mean, Gravy Street. They have the greatest hot dogs at that Field Club. Oh my God. They're foot long. They're a foot long. They're as thick as a Vienna dog in Chicago. And you just cover them in onions and mustard and like have a Coke or whatever with it. And I mean, literally it's orgasmic. I mean, I just can't even tell you how great that place. I was like, I wanted to join. That's how much I liked it. But High Heat, after I turned the corner, he went back into the clubhouse and warned the head pro and the president of the club, don't let Pharrell in. He's nothing but trouble. Told him I cheat in golf, too.
Keep him out. Can't have it.
I don't putt like two-footers. I just pick them up, and I'm like, you putt it, then. I oughta. I'm not here to putt. I'm here to have fun. Mind your own business. So anyway, I want to look at some of these scores going on tonight and then look into Carver High's final sheet of integrity for the Week 18 Pain Day NFL games that are going down Saturday, tomorrow, and Sunday all day. And I always watch the Red Zone channel. I like the nonstop games, no commercials. I deal with this guy, Hanson. I deal with him. I don't have a problem with it. I don't go around hating everyone that does, like, you know, some other sports media job in television or radio than myself. I don't go around, and Carver High knows this is true. I just don't go around, like, caring about, like, well, I think I'm better than anybody or anything like that. I just am like, I just am like, I got to deal with him. I think, you know, he's really good, and then he's also, like, he's got a little bit of, you know, feta cheese too. He got a little feta cheese in there too. Like, he's
a little over.
He's a little cheesy.
Cuts the mustard a little too much. And so, you know,
right? So I have to deal with him, and I think he's good. I really do. I think he's really good at what he does. But he does all this other feta cheese stuff, and I just think it's kind of like unnecessary. But what do I know? But I root for everyone that is in our field because. The more people that are in this business that have jobs and that are succeeding and doing well and that can, you know, manipulate inflation and take care of themselves and have a family or pay their rent or mortgage and survive is a huge thing for me. I've always been a survivor in this business. And I think, you know, I'm always rooting for everybody. I really am. And people may not believe that. But it doesn't matter if they don't believe me because it's true. And if they don't like it, have a sandwich. But I do know now that we have sparked the interest of High Heat. I see High Heat a lot at the gym. He's always working out and he gets his morning workout in. He's just always on the move, High Heat. But I usually golf with him once a summer and he can only tolerate me for one day. You know, I'm pretty painful. So I'm a scene causer. Like, I show up at the club, at rock star status. I get out of the car, and they take the clubs. They're like, oh, that's Pharrell. That's that dude with that gravelly voice. And then it starts up. And then the next thing you know, I got all these women want to sleep with me. I can't control it. So he only likes to be seen in public with me once a year. And, you know, I see his wife at the gym, too. She won't even talk to me. She wants to see me no times a year.
Won't even talk to you. Most of them. Jeez.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people just, you know, they just can't handle Pharrell. I'm overwhelming. I'm like, you know, if you wake up on a morning and you go to the gym, the last person you need to deal with is grating Pharrell. Like, I'm grating on people early in the morning. I'm just like, you know, when I see my friends at the gym, I'm like, what up? How you doing? What's happening? All right, let's go. But some people like to be, you know, left alone in the morning. They're very sensitive, and they don't want to deal with my loud, painful ass. They think that I'm grating. So it is what it is, then. I won't bother anyone. But I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I see all these people, and I'm willing to go golfing with them. They don't golf with me. Maybe the club, maybe the swanky club said, don't bring that guy here anymore. He cusses too much.
Very possible.
And how about this one, Carver High? My boy on my team, the Pharrell Ballers, my boy, Chad, my nephew, he got into it with some guy the other night playing ball. I was at the open run. I scored a ton of points. Next thing I know, I leave. Everybody's happy. I'm high-fiving people. Have a good one later. Great game. See you, bye. And then when I left and showered and went home, he got into, like, a fight with some new guy at the club. That signed up to play in our league as a free agent. Meanwhile, this guy, he may be, from what I've been told, he may be the worst basketball player to ever come out of a womb. and he's that bad. And like, so he started talking smack to my nephew, and then he started dropping N-bombs on him. Ooh. And then my nephew told him to S the D, and Ooh. Then that just did not go over well. And then it was, them are fighting words. Next thing you know, these two are discussing plotting their trip out to the parking lot to have a fist fight. And I'm like, what is happening here? I can't have, you know, if you get in a fist fight at a swanky club and you play basketball there, this chick that runs this club, she finds out you get in a fist fight on her property, or and you were at her gym cussing, dropping N-bombs, swearing, threatening people, she just kicks you out of the club. I mean, she's not even, I've seen her kick people out. No warnings, no like second chances. You're like, see ya, you're out, bye, done. Privileges revoked. And I can't have my nephew getting thrown out because he can shoot a three from 35 feet. Can't have him kicked out of the league because we need him. We need him to, you know, score 15, 20 a game. The Ballers getting ready to go on another run here on the 17th, Carver High, after our fourth undefeated season ends in failure in the championship game. We finish 11-1 for the fourth time.
Been a lot of runner-ups, unfortunately, the last few years in that league. A lot of runner-ups.
Yeah, I can't have racial fights and like hatred and venom where I play basketball. I want everybody just to play ball, get along, have fun, make some friends, adapt to people. Everybody's different. I always try to remember that I'm around all these different people and I need to adapt to them. And I also know that none of them can stop me. That's the key. I'm always nice to people that can't stop me. All right, Carver High, let's look at the scores tonight because there's money to be made, and let's see how we did. Right now, the Nuggets are up on the Kings. That's 108. Now it's moving again. I think that checked in. 121-111 the final. And remember I told you, they're always around 8, right? And what was it? 10. They're always around that number, the Kings. They lose every game they play. But they're always around 8 to 10 in terms of falling short. And you saw that line with the Nuggets. I took the Kings an 8.5, and it landed at 10. The Timberwolves ended up blowing out the Thunder in OKC, 135-105. And the Mavericks, same thing, 130-106 over the lowly Rockets. The Bulls, 130-122 over the Wizards. So the Wizards were getting 6.5, and it wasn't enough. They needed more. They lose by 8. The Raptors blow out the Jazz, who took the night off, 122-108. The number was 11.5, and it wasn't enough. And then the Bucks blow out the Nets in no sleep till, 121-109. That's embarrassing. I mean, they just kicked their ass. I took the Bucks on the spread. I had the Sixers. They covered. They win by 19 over the Spurs. And going on right now, Lakers up 6 on Hawks in the third. And Cleveland is up 5 on the Blazers in Rip City at the Moda. All right, so Carver High, real quick. I did call Dr. Zhivago today in San Diego after the show at around, I don't know, a half hour after the show, an hour after the show, because Chop, my daughter, had MRIs on her knees. She's got just massive pain in her shins and under her kneecaps, like below her kneecaps. And she got an MRI. Finally, they've done rest. They've shut her down for 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks, but it's just not going away. So the surgeon ordered an MRI. She got the MRI, and when I got the results, it was like reading Chinese, like in like Beijing. I was like, what? I don't even know what this means. It's so foreign to me. The language, it was like Hebrew, and I had no idea what it meant. and it was way above my pay grade. As you know, I'm a doctor on General Hospital weekdays at 3, but I'm not really savvy on the medical terms. So I called Dr. Zhivago and I said, hey, can you look at an MRI report on my daughter's knees? And he did, and he called 34C, and he told her exactly what the problem is with her knees. Mm. Good news, no surgery. Bad news, she's got like some serious damage under her kneecaps, wear and tear not normally associated with a 14-year-old. And as you know, she drops 30 a game. I mean, this kid can flat out ball. No one can guard her. No one can stop her. But her knees are giving her problems. And he said there's definitely, I like to refer to it as debris. She's got some debris around her kneecaps. And I don't know how they're going to deal with it or get it out of there or whatever. I said, you know, because he shot me up a bunch of times with cortisone. I said, get her some cortisone. And they said to me that she's not allowed to take cortisone. She's too young. I'm like, well, I'll take it then. So she does have no need for surgery, though. Her meniscus, her ACL, all that's in good shape. She's just got some debris around her kneecaps. Anyway, Carver High is ready to reveal in a shocking development late here on the Pharrell on the Bench Pain-Free Friday show. He's going to reveal his Week 18 NFL snags. Last night, Mafia gave his terrible picks. And tonight, Carver High will try to facial Mafia and Pharrell with his picks. I didn't really I agreed with a couple of his picks. Some of them were good. And then a lot of them, I just wasn't in the same fraternity as him on the choices. It is what it is. As you know, last week I hit 71% of the bets in the NFL, which is anytime you go over 70% in the NFL, I mean, I'm walking around like Dirk Diggler. Okay. So when I hit that many bets, I am a porn star. All right. So let's see what Carver High has brewing for Saturday and Sunday. Let's do Saturday first real quick. Kansas City, Denver, Dallas, Philly. Who do you like?
Yeah, look, I think the Chiefs will roll Denver in this game early on Saturday. But I'm gonna play the bigger spreads a little differently this week, Scotty, because I think some of these teams are going to get up really big in the first half and then maybe get their guys out of the game when they know it's in hand. And I think the Chiefs are one of those spots. Chiefs first half -6.5. I like that a lot tomorrow night. Maybe Denver backdoors them at the end. That's why I don't want to go near it. But Chiefs first half -6.5.
All right. That's a real solid bet and take right there. Cowboys, Eagles, Dallas -4.
Yeah, I've been with you all week. I feel like Dallas is going to come out and has a little bit more to play for. Both are already in the playoffs. I get it. Dak made it sound good this week that they want the offense to go into the playoffs humming. Eagles have a billion guys. And I actually think Dr. Zhivago was right with you today. I think the Eagles are screwing around with the COVID list so that they can bring all the guys from the practice squad and not have to play guys. Give me the Cowboys. But it is kind of weird. It's moving towards the Eagles here as it's gone down to -3.5 now.
Yeah, I'm still on the balloon ride that says Philly's waiting for the wild card next week, and they're going to go on the road and lose.
Yep.
All right. Sunday, Steelers, Ravens in the Charm City. Baltimore's laying 3.5. I got it at Steelers at 5.5.
I'll always take the team getting the points in this game. This is always a close game. Steelers and Ravens, I don't care where the game is played. If you're giving me points with one of the two teams, I am going to take it. I do think the Steelers win the game outright as well. Give me the Steelers with the 3.5 and give me the Steelers on the money line.
Whoa. I mean, look at the onions on this guy, the stones he's revealing here. I mean, that is just beautiful. By the way, I had Chinese for dinner at Carver High, as I told you earlier, and I have been belching and farting. Oh, geez. At a pace unequaled by my peers. It's just fantastic. And I might add, they're dry farts. Anyway, let's go to the next game. I'm very excited to roll out the Pats and Dolphins in South FLA with all of that gorgeous hunk, hunk, hunk.
I actually like the Dolphins with the 6 points. I think the Patriots win the game, but I think the Dolphins make it a little tough on them. I like the under in this game as well. It's at 40 right now. I think it's going to be a very, very boring game that probably ends like 13-10 or something like that. Give me the Dolphins in the under.
Yeah, I actually, I think the Dolphins will win the game outright.
Mm.
And take the 6.5. I think they'll win. They always give the Patriots fits in Hard Rock in Miami. Bengals, no Burrow against Case Keenum and the Browns. Cleveland's laying 6.
Yeah, man, this game sucks. Like, I'm not playing this game. I'll probably take the points with the Bengals. Just give me points. Both teams are not going to be playing at their best on Sunday.
Packers, Lions in Ford Field. Green Bay laying 3.5.
I like the over 44.5. I do kind of believe Matt LaFleur. I guess he's going to play guys for a little while. Lions have actually scored some points the last few weeks. They've also given up 1,000 points, but they've actually scored a few too. And I don't think Green Bay is going to, as much as LaFleur wants to say it, at least in the second half, his D's going to come out. Over 44.5, I lean to the Packers with the number.
And Jared Goff is going to play, and so they should the Lions revert back to their old ways of never scoring and getting their ass beat. Boyle, actually.
Give me Boyle. I want Boyle in there. He scores points.
And scored touchdowns.
Boyle scores.
I had a Boyle on my ass cheek.
I knew we were going to go there.
Pleasant.
Oh,
it just was not pleasant. I mean, it was awful. Bears-Vikings at U.S. Bank in Minneapolis. The Vikings are laying 5.5. Kurt, the most overpaid quarterback in history, Cousins, is back in the starting lineup.
Very weird game because we do anticipate that both coaches are going to get fired after the game. Don't know what to expect here. So in a game where I don't know what to expect, I'll take points. 5.5 with the Bears.
How funny is it that people still are discussing Nagy like he's going to survive this?
Enough.
He's not surviving.
Getting fired. Like this,
Shaq.
It's stupid. Stupid. He's getting fired.
It's a done deal. Washington and the Giants and Snoopy. Washington's laying 7.
Let me tell you, I don't know what Judge was doing this week. He's done a lot of head-scratching stuff the last few weeks, but I don't know why he took shots at Washington early in the weeks about them fighting on the sidelines. It sounds like he kind of woke up a little bit of a dead team. I mean, both these teams had nothing to play for. Washington's been awful down the stretch. Like, why give them a reason to try this week? And I feel like Judge did that with his comments, and the Giants can't score points. I mean, they got Fromm playing. I think that Washington whacks them. Believe it or not, I'm going to lay the 7 with Washington.
Wow. All right. The Colts and Jags in Jacksonville. Indy's laying 15.
Yeah, I'm going with the same strategy as I'm going with the Chiefs game. I'm going to lay the 7.5 with the Colts in the first half. I think maybe they get out to a little bit of a lead, and maybe the Jags backdoor them at the end of the game. So I'm going to go first half Colts minus 7.5.
I am surprised at how awful Trevor Lawrence is.
Let me tell you, I've said this to you a bunch of times. Not one moment for that kid this year. There's not one game where you can go, wow, you know, Lawrence, he's got a future in the NFL. Burrow gave you a bunch before he got hurt in his first year. Other guys, even though their teams have sucked, have given you moments. This guy's done jack all year. Jack.
It's true. Titans laying 10.5 at the Texans in Houston.
Houston has been kind of spunky the last few weeks. They really have, with big numbers they've been covering. Maybe they do again. Give me the 10.
They didn't cover against the Niners.
It was close.
Saints, Falcons in Atlanta. Yay. New Orleans laying 3.5 as a road favorite.
There's no secret. I've mentioned it to you several times this week. I'm a huge Atlanta Falcon fan. We're trying to hit that Saints 8.5 win total bet from before the season, the season-long bet. So I'm a huge Falcon fan. Hopefully they get it done.
They're going to win outright.
Please.
I like the way they played in Buffalo. They're going to win at home outright. Jets, Bills in the B-low, and the Bills are laying a 16-piece.
16-piece, very tough, as you mentioned today. We're going first half here as well, minus 8.5 for the Buffalo Bills in the first half. And here's another one. I got a prop for you, Scotty. Stephon Diggs needs 6 catches for 100 on the season. You know what he gets if he has 100 catches? $1.5 million. He gets $1.5 million bonus for 100 catches. He needs 6 of them on Sunday. Bet the Diggs prop catches over. Let's go.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I know, you know, Josh Allen's in on it. He probably said, listen, bro, I'm going to get a million and a half if you just get me 6 times. And then they go right to the drive-through window at the bank. Niners, Rams at SoFi, home of the Super Bowl. Rams are laying 4.5. They always seem to have problems with the 49ers.
They do always seem to have problems with them, but I think the Rams get them this time. I believe the Rams will get in. I mean, the Rams will knock the 49ers out, but here's the thing. If the Saints lose, as we both think that they will, the Niners would still get in, even if they lose to the Rams on Sunday. I think that's what will happen.
All right, Seahawks, Cardinals, Arizona's laying 5.5. I got Seattle at 6.5.
Same deal. I like a prop here. I think Lockett needs 2 touchdowns to get like $1 million or $500,000 or something like that. Russell Wilson will be looking for him. And I like the Cardinals minus the 6.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they can hook up twice for touchdowns on the road in that game. That'll be an interesting thing to keep an eye on. Panthers and Bucks at Raymond James. Tampa's laying 8.
Bucks, big. One more prop for you. Gronk needs, I forget what the yardage is off the top of my head. I think it's like in the 60s. And he needs like 4 or 5 catches, and he gets a whole bunch of cash. So, you know, Brady's going to go look to get Gronk as his checks.
Maybe they'll finally let him have insurance at USAA. You know, he's not in the military. Sunday night Chargers, Raiders at Allegiant. In Sin City, I'm not going to hub you.
Raiders. Raiders win. I don't know how, but they're going to win. Raiders win.
Wow. He's going outright with the silver and black. It was great having JT the Brick on the show the other day. Lakers up 93-84. A minute left in the third at crypto.com, a.k.a. Staples in Lipstick City. And the Cavs, 82-78 on the Blazers at the Moda in Rip City at the end of 3. Just for your edification, tomorrow, Knicks, Celtics in Boston, and then Heat, Suns in the desert, Grizzlies at the Clippers, Bucks at the Hornets. That's going to be a good one. Magic, Pistons in Detroit, Rock City, Jazz, Pacers in Indy. College basketball tonight. It really was a bunk night, but Marquette beat Georgetown. Cover! And I hit the Xavier game over Butler. How about this one? I had Kent State in 7.5 against Ohio. Ohio to win, Kent State to cover. They lose 80-72 as the hook does me again, Carver High. The hook like a marlin. I got hooked in the mouth and yanked out of the water into the boat.
Never fun.
It's awful.
Never fun.
It's just never fun. But I did hit that Falcons hook in the B-low last week in the NFL, so I was pretty happy with that. Anyway, it's going to be an incredible Saturday and Sunday of NFL Pain Day action. Go to PharrellOnTheBench.com for all my snacks. That's where the money players hang out. They all hang out on PharrellOnTheBench.com because all I do is make people money. Hide the money from your wife. It's like getting a tank of gas. That's how much you pay for my snags. And then I hit 71% last week in the NFL. Who does that? Me, that's who. Who do they trust? Me, that's who. Who do they want? Me, that's who. I'll see you Monday at 4 Eastern on Coast to Coast on Sports Grid TV. And Monday night at 10 on The Bench on Sports Grid Radio. Have a great weekend, everybody. Great job, Carver High. Good night.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming?
Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.